This is VOA News, coming to you by Moat. I'm Gene Randall. There has been a dramatic new jobs report in the United States. In a major surprise to economists, it shows that 2.5 million jobs were added in May, with unemployment dropping to 13.3%. This in the face of the economic damage done by the coronavirus pandemic. U.S. markets have been surging on the news, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 800 points at this hour. Spurred by the U.S. job numbers, markets in Germany and France have tacked on strong gains today. Germany over 2%, France a stunning 3%. Another factor was the announcement by the European Central Bank that it was adding 600 billion euros to its pandemic emergency bond purchase program. Even before the U.S. report, markets in Asia were up, with the Nikkei gaining about 0.75%. The latest on the pandemic, the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases worldwide stands at close to 6.7 million, with almost 392,000 deaths. Brazil is deeply suffering, with its largest 24-hour increase in coronavirus fatalities, more than 1,000 a day for the second straight day. The health ministry delayed release of the data until after the country's widely watched evening news program. Here in the United States, confirmed infections are approaching 1.9 million, with deaths topping 108,000. The numbers are from Johns Hopkins University. U.S. President Donald Trump travels to the state of Maine today, and the governor there is warning him to guard against what Democrat Janet Mills calls Mr. Trump's divisive words since the killing of George Floyd and the demonstrations they have sparked. Floyd was the unarmed African-American who died when a Minneapolis police officer knelt on his deck as the 46-year-old man lay pinned down, helpless in the street. The president has urged governors, as he puts it, to dominate demonstrators. He has also threatened to send regular army troops into the streets. Former Defense Secretary William Cohen, a Republican, told CNN today the president has no understanding of the rule of law. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska says she is struggling over whether she can support the president's reelection effort. Via remote, this is VOA News. For the 10th consecutive day, there were widespread protests late into the night calling for justice in the George Floyd killing. But for the second straight night, they were mainly low-key, with rage replaced by a calmer appeal for racial justice. It fit the mood of a day marked by an emotional Floyd memorial service in Minneapolis, with Reverend Al Sharpton told mourners, quote, stand up in George's name and say, get your knee off our necks. The service ended with the audience observing a silence that lasted 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the length of time that Officer Derek Chauvin held George Floyd face down in the street. Chauvin faces a second-degree murder charge. Three other former Minneapolis officers are charged with aiding and abetting murder by doing nothing to stop Chauvin. All four are being held. In Atlanta and other cities which have been rocked by violence, this is a different kind of morning after. Last night, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms walked with protesters and told a crowd, quote, there is something better on the other side of this. Atlanta was relatively quiet, with only a half dozen arrests reported by midnight. The city of Seattle, Washington was calm for a second straight day, after a week of violence that included police cars being set ablaze and looting. Still, more visible unrest continues. In New York City, protesters again ignored a curfew, and the police used force to disperse crowds as they made multiple arrests. The 8 p.m. curfew was set to stay in effect until Sunday. In Buffalo, New York, two police officers were suspended after a video showed them pushing over an elderly man who then lay bleeding on a sidewalk. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo called what he saw in the video wholly unjustified and disgraceful. Police departments in Dallas, Texas, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Detroit have adopted a duty to intervene policy. It means that officers who see one of their number using excessive force have a duty to step in and put a stop to it. In China, there were arrests after thousands of protesters defied a ban as they staged candlelight rallies in memory of the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre by Chinese troops. The annual vigil in Hong Kong was prohibited by police, who cited the coronavirus. The anniversary has struck an especially sensitive nerve in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory after China's move to impose a national security piece of legislation on the city and passage of a bill outlawing disrespect of China's national anthem. 10 weeks after a massive coronavirus outbreak sidelined a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier, the vessel has returned to sea for military operations in the Pacific. The USS Theodore Roosevelt had been in Guam with more than 1,000 of its crew members struck down by COVID-19. Its former commanding officer was relieved when he complained that too little was being done to head off the virus aboard his ship. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.